taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, turn your problems into joy. Our theme this week asks us, are you feeling stuck in your problems? This week's show is about discovering what happens when you resonate with embracing your problems and how to create a field of attraction for positive change in relation to any problem you may have. Today I'll be doing something slightly different from the first two broadcasts. I'd like to start by sharing with you a true story that illustrates the power of your problems and the secrets they hold for you. It's a story I return to again and again that inspires and uplifts because it challenges you to see your problems in a whole new way and shows you what happens when you transcend your problems through connection to spirit. After the story, I'll share how you can use resonance repatterning to embrace and transcend your problems, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you want to ask. Then, as usual, we'll end with a live resonance repatterning session plus self-healing modalities for any problem you may have. So the story I'd like to share is extracted from The Silent Pulse by George Leonard, a classic book published in 1978. He relates an extraordinary story about the preparation for the black belt examination in Aikido that he and three others went through. He writes, "There were four of us, three men and a woman, who shared an ordeal, a rite of passage. Richard, Lawrence, Wendy, and I. And over a period of about a year, each of us in our own separate way confronted injury, exhaustion, humiliation, and despair." Leonard continues, saying of their Aikido teacher, Robert Nadeau, "He's not your run-of-the-mill martial artist. He teaches us not to deny or avoid tensions and problems and pain in our practice, but to welcome them as treasured gifts, as opportunities for transforming our lives. Far from working around our weaknesses, Nadeau zeroes in on every divided motive, every pretense, every secret, well-guarded flaw. It is a world beneath a magnifying glass where nothing can remain long hidden. In this setting, self-examination is not mandatory, it's unavoidable. During the three-month period leading up to the black belt examination, Nadeau uses this period as a physical and psychological trial by fire, having a remarkable ability to know exactly in what techniques each candidate is unprepared. It was Richard's experience that seemed to draw us into other worlds, joining us with the immense and the infinite. In his early 30s, at the very prime and glow of life, he seemed a modern counterpart of the classic Greek ideal of physical beauty. Dazzled by his gifts and grace, we might find it hard to discover any flaws in this man. Nadeau had told Richard that he could go through the 3 months of preparation if he wished. On the day of the exam, said Nadeau, he would let him know whether or not he could take it. For Richard, this was a slap in the face. He would have to endure a 3-month-long ordeal with no assurance of any reward at the end. As the weeks passed, Nadeau paid less and less attention to him. He never looked at him or called him by name. In the shower room, 3 days before the exam, I asked Richard what he thought was going on. "I don't know," he said. "I can't tell exactly. Something's happening to me. I'm beginning to feel some kind of transformation." The exam was scheduled on a Sunday at 1. People began gathering early. Aikidoists from miles around, hundreds of spectators. An examining board of 5 ranking black belts would be convened to pass on the candidates' performances. Richard went into the office and came out with a strange look on his face. "I guess I'm going to take it," he said. "I saw my name on the schedule. Nadeau still hasn't said anything." 5 candidates had already been examined when Richard was called to the center of the mat. He moved out in the graceful knee walk common to the art. with his attacker, called the Uke, they bowed first to O-sensei, the legendary founder of Aikido, then to the five examiners, then to each other. From the very beginning, it was apparent that something extraordinary was occurring, an enactment in space and time of how the universe works, how things are. The silence in the dojo became deeper and more vibrant. Nado called for the next series of techniques. The Uke rose and attacked the still-kneeling Richard, who moved in sweeping, circular motions to embrace the attack. So gentle and coherent were his movements that they seemed to capture time itself and slow it to a more stately pace. Nado called for the next series of techniques. When Richard rose to his feet, there was a slight stir in the room. People here and there glanced up at the windows or the lights. What happened inexplicably was that the room had suddenly become appreciably lighter. As the exam continued, the speed and intensity of the attacks increased, and yet there was still a general sense of time moving slowly, at an unhurried, dreamlike pace. For his part, Richard was beginning to get the feeling that he was not doing anything at all, that the movements of his body were just happening without thought or effort. When Nado called for the Uke to attack freestyle, the illumination in the room seemed to go up another notch, and the boundary of light surrounding Richard seemed to become denser, brighter, and unmistakably golden. The genius of Aikido is to transform the most violent attack by embracing it into a dance, and it was the essence of dance we saw there on the mat. Nado gave Richard a minute to catch his breath before the climactic randori, the multiple attack. At this moment, we in the dojo experienced a third brightening of the room. By the time the three-man attack was in full swing, the whole place was alight, as if from within, with the most delicious, joyful, almost palpable illumination. To a first-time spectator, the rushing, swirling, tumbling, crashing motion of a randori is simply overwhelming. But on this day, spectators and experts alike saw Richard's randori as harmony. No matter how hard or swift the blow, he was not there to receive it, but always at the moving center that holds all opposites in perfect tension. As for Richard, he experienced no effort or strain whatever. There, in the eye of the storm, stripped of the certainty he had always deemed necessary for survival, denied the support of his teacher, divested even of his name, Richard found the deliverance he had not known he was searching for. If need be, he could go on forever, realizing all the while that he was not doing it. So this is such an amazing story. It always brings me to tears. It touches a place within us that tells us what we already know on some level, that every problem is a gift. And in the next four radio shows, we'll be exploring this theme of self-mastery in relation to any problem we may have, and how resonance repatterning helps us embrace our problems in a completely different way, so that we move into a different way of being, as Richard in the story did. So first, let's look at the conventional view of problems that most of us hold. A problem, as we know, is a symptom or a situation we have but don't want. Something we view as unpleasant, painful, or stressful. Something we want to change or get rid of. As long as you have this view about problems, you'll stay stuck in your problems, manifesting more of the same for the rest of your life. So your first step in resonance repatterning is to change your resonance with your problem, because what you resonate with is what you will keep on experiencing. If you resonate with the problem, that's what you experience, the problem. Your second step is to get in touch with what we call your felt sense, the tension you feel in your body in response to your thoughts about your problem. This tension sooner or later leads to physical symptoms, digestive troubles, chronic tension in your neck and back, headaches, and any other illness. Tension and stress is where illness and pain start. And stress begins with the negative thoughts and feelings you resonate with. A physical symptom is a clue that you resonate with an unresolved problem. The symptoms themselves are rarely, if ever, the problem itself. Now we come to our third step, which is to check if you resonate with fear, which may be masked as anger, grief, depression, irritation. All the emotions except love have their basis in fear. Fear cuts you off from the field of all possibilities. Changing your resonance with your fear can lead to a dramatic lift in how you feel, opening you to courage, inner strength, and the confidence and power to be yourself and live your truth. Next, we come to the two negative attitudes that make it impossible for you to move out of any problem state. The first is blame, and the second is hopelessness and complaints. Notice in your own life, and also especially when watching TV shows, how people constantly jump into one or two of these attitudes, blaming someone, he couldn't handle me, he has a problem, it's not my problem, or hopelessness, there's nothing I can do, it's just the way it is, I'll never get what I want. Once you resonate with knowing that all your problems are your own personal responsibility, you no longer blame something or someone out there for your difficulties or go into complaints and hopelessness. You know that your problem is a messenger telling you that a positive change in your own out-of-sync frequencies is needed. When you change your resonance with these frequencies, you are finally free to move into empowered action and positive change. What's extraordinary for me about the Black Belt story is that in spite of a broken arm, Richard continued. In spite of a broken cheekbone from an accidental kick, he kept going. In spite of his teacher ignoring him and never calling him by name, he persevered. Regardless of the outcome, he continued his practice. No blame or criticism, no hopelessness, no judgments. These negative states deplete your energy and make right action impossible. Richard stayed in the present moment of right action, facing in the direction of his vision of the Black Belt examination, regardless of the uncertain outcome as to whether he would, in fact, be examined or not. So in some ways, life is a Black Belt training. If we don't give up or hide behind blame, complaints, hopelessness, just the vision of what we most want, with no good or bad judgment about what is now. Holding firm to those actions that lead us toward our vision and realizing that the outcome.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, hosted by Reiki Master Phyllis Lee Furumoto, brings to the Seventh Wave Network this worldwide human art form. Join Phyllis every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time as she shares her experiences from around the globe and helps you to understand the effects of living in conscious relationship with the energy of Reiki. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello again. Living in Tune. So, any questions you may have, you're very welcome to phone, and I'm happy to answer them, and then we'll be doing a session. And in the meantime, what we're beginning to see then is a theme that's emerging, that mastering our problems is also about mastering time, which is what we talked about in the first radio show, and mastering our fear of groups of people in the second radio show. Most problems then relate in one way or another to people, the family tribe, when needs weren't met and we moved into some kind of survival response in the present that gets in our way, as it did with Richard. And mastering our problems also relates to the gift of being at the moving center in the eye of the storm, where time is slowed down and action becomes effortless. So for me, this is some of the lessons that we got from Richard's story, where he had to really transcend his problems and go into that center, that timeless center. So you're welcome to phone 1-858-836-0176 for any questions or thoughts that are coming up for you. And we'll be fun to have a dialogue concerning what this story and freeing ourselves from our resonance with our problems has stimulated for us. Okay, no questions? And okay, so let's just keep on going. And if there's anybody who wants a session in terms of your problems, again, feel welcome to phone in for a live session on air concerning your problems and moving them into opportunities. And if not, if there's nobody phoning through for a session right now, what I'll do is talk through a session that you can actually do whenever you're listening to this program. I'll give you an experience and talk about what we do in resonance repatterning, the first step we do in terms of turning our problems into joy. And again, that whole idea that we saw in the story with Richard, that no matter how hard the blow, which is our problems, he was not there to receive it. Most of us were standing right before our problems, receiving these hard blows, and we're not staying on our inner center where we're beyond receiving these blows. So looking at the first part of key number 5, so in Quantum Change Made Easy, my book, I talk about the 9 keys to quantum change, and key number 5 is the key called Problems into Opportunities. This week we're going to be looking at the problem aspect, and next week we're going to be going into the opportunities aspect and the potential that every problem holds for us. So right now I'm going to talk all of you through a little session that you can do at any time that you listen to this broadcast. Okay, well, we've got a caller, so maybe we'll do a session with Joanne. Joanne, you're online here?
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
And I have this big fear. I'm unemployed, and I'm afraid I won't find a job.
Okay. All right. So let's look at that, and I'll talk you through this first step. So I'm afraid I won't find a job. Okay. And I'm out of work. Okay. That's your problem?
Right.
Good. And Joanne, do you give me permission to muscle check for you?
Certainly.
Good. So this gives me access to your frequency field. And let me just find out if you need to list any other problem here. So Joanne needs to list any other problem besides her fear that she won't find a job. No. So here's your problem that you're facing. And it's a general muscle check, yes, which means that we're checking the whole of your frequency field generally to see if you resonate with this. And say I'm out of work.
I'm out of work.
I'm afraid I won't find a job.
I'm afraid I won't find a job.
And I'm muscle checking for your resonance with that, and you are resonating with being, with your fear of not finding a job. So it's on for that. So now let's look at the negative feeling. What negative feeling is associated with not finding a job?
You're asking me this?
Yes, yeah.
Running out of money.
So I'm afraid, so you're basically, it's and the feeling of running out of money?
Mm-hmm.
What's the negative feeling coming up about that?
Oh, geez, desperation.
Desperation. So I'm feeling desperate. All right. Let me just check to see if that's what we need here. This is what we need to check, Joanne, for. Yes. Any other feeling? No. And it's a general muscle check. Yes. And say, I feel desperate.
I feel desperate.
And again, you resonate with feeling desperate. What are you most afraid of? And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be specifically to do with this session.
Not finding work that's right for me.
Okay.
My purpose.
All right. So I'm afraid of not finding. I'm going to check on my purpose here. And it's about work that's right for you. No, it's about your purpose. Yeah. General muscle check, and you need to list anything more here. No, so your fear is you're not going to find your purpose. So you can see how the problem is now taking us a bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm afraid of not finding my purpose.
I'm afraid of not finding my purpose.
And you resonate with that. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Is this fear belief true?
Yes.
Okay. Say, my fear that I won't find my purpose. You can say this right now.
My fear that I won't find my purpose.
Is just a belief.
Is just a belief.
And I let go of that belief.
And I let go of that belief.
And you don't resonate with letting go of it. Okay? So you're absolutely convinced that this belief is true. You don't know that it's just a belief. For you, it's absolutely the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not resonating then that you can let go of it. And you believe it's just a thought. You can let go of it and change your life. Okay, now we're going to identify the negative attitude that makes positive quantum change impossible. And the one you need here is number one. Yes, number two. No, it's number one. And it is a general muscle check. Yes. And say, the situation with me trying to find a job.
The situation with me trying to find a job.
Is hopeless.
Is hopeless.
There's nothing I can do about it.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Except feel bad about myself.
Except feel bad about myself.
Or complain about it.
Or complain about it.
And you resonate with that. So can you see how your resonance is really tying you in to not being able to find a job?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. So it's like your whole energy field, you can feel the contraction in your energy field, that the fear and all of this resonance is constricting you and it's making you too small. And to find the job that we want, you need to have a big, expansive energy field. And this is not the case for you right now, is it?
No.
Yes, so we need to be able to change all of this resonance so that your field can expand and the job will just be attracted to you. Okay, so now the next question I need to ask you, I need to know what part you're playing in the problem. Yes, so I'm going to ask you a question on this. What weakness or flaw in yourself do you feel or imagine might be connected to the problem? Weakness or flaw in yourself. It may come from any part of your life that you feel might be connected to this problem of you being afraid that you won't find a job.
Weakness or flaw. Well, oh my goodness, this is really hard to think about that,
mm-hmm.
To pinpoint it. What weakness or flaw
in yourself?
I guess I never felt intelligent enough to get a college degree, and now it seems too late. Now I feel intelligent enough, but it seems too late in life.
Mm. How old are you?
I'm 50.
Yeah. Okay. And now it feels too late. And I'm just going to muscle check something. It's important that I share something with you right now. Yes. There's a wonderful woman called Rosie, and she got her college degree at the age of 89.
Mm-hmm.
And she graduated, and thousands of people came to her graduation, and she died 3 months later.
Oh, my.
And I love that story, because it's like it's never too late. That was her dream. And she lived her dream. And but you can see here that your resonance is holding you back. Even if you don't need a college degree at this point, that there's something that you're resonating with here with not being intelligent enough to get it. And again, it's contracting the field, possibly with the feeling of not being worthy then to get a job. That feel like it makes some sense?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So I'm just going to check on that. Also, we need to check if about you being worthy to get a job. Yes. So I am not worthy of finding a good job. General muscle check. So let's just check on that one, Joanne. Say, I'm not worthy of finding a good job.
I'm not worthy of finding a good job.
And guess what? You resonate with that. Yeah. And also we need to check this one, yes. Say, I don't feel intelligent enough.
I don't feel intelligent enough.
To get a college degree.
To get a college degree.
And now it feels too late.
And now it feels too late.
And you're on for that. Good. Now, let's just see if there's the last question we're going to ask before the break. Is there maybe an area of stress that needs to be identified? And there are 24 of these. We do need to find the area of stress that's involved with this problem. Yes, probably something that you might not even be aware of. And the area of stress for you is 1 through 10, 11 through 15, 16 through 20. It's 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 is decision-making issue. So just say decision-making issue.
Decision-making issue.
And you're on for that. Good. So we'll take a little break here, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
After the break, we'll come back and complete your session.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take any other questions from anybody else.
It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living. Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello again. Joanne, before we go on with your session, we've got a call from Anne. Let me just see if she has a question because it may apply to your session, and then we'll continue with you in a moment, if that's okay. So, Anne, do we have you on the air? Hello? No, looks like we don't have anybody on the air. Okay, all right. Joanne, are we coming back to you?
Okay.
Good, all right. And Anne or anybody else who calls, just hold on. Sometimes it may sound like you're being clicked off, but just hold on and we'll come to you. Good, Joanne. So, back to your session. Now we're going to name the dynamic edge of conscious choice. So in relation to this problem of being afraid that you won't find a job, do you want a positive change?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to muscle check you for resonating with this. So say aloud, yes, I want and choose.
Yes, I want and choose.
And I'm ready for a positive change.
And I'm ready for a positive change.
In relation to this issue of finding a job.
In relation to this issue of finding a job.
And finding my purpose.
And finding my purpose.
And not feeling intelligent enough.
And not feeling intelligent enough.
And when I muscle check you for resonance, you are, of course, off at this moment for that yes to life. Great. So now we've identified the issues underlying the problem, and it's always very interesting that if you want to correct something, you have to reveal what the real problem is. So you can see that underneath this whole issue of the job, there are other things and fears and issues that we need to be able to look at so your resonance with these can be changed. And it's all frequency. Every thought is a frequency, every emotion is a frequency. Everything in the world is a frequency of pulsing energy. And we just need to make sure that your energy frequencies are in sync, they're expanded, your magnetic field of attraction is strong, so that you can move forward in your life and in your purpose in the way you need and want to. So now we're going to find the modality that you need that will change your resonance, bring your frequencies into sync, and expand your field. And the modality you need is, and I'm going to use the 10 modalities we've used in the last few shows that we've been doing, just so that you can really learn them and get them into your database. And of course, there are hundreds of modalities in our modality book. The one that you need, Joanne, right now is a pause for centering. No, the muscle check is off for that. That won't change your resonance with any of these problems. You need the sympathetic nervous system, body shakeout. No, you don't need that one either. The open heart gesture. No. Nodding your head yes. No. Breath for mental tension. That's not it. Zip-ups. No. Pulling your fingers is coming up. So pulling your fingers is an interesting modality because it relates to all the chakra energy centers in your body that control how you think, how you feel, and your physical health and well-being. And we just need to have you work on each of your fingers, yes, on both hands, yes. So I'll teach you and anybody listening how to do this. And it makes a difference which finger we start with. No, I'm muscle checking, it doesn't. So let's just start with a little finger. And you just press in with your index finger and thumb of your other hand, press in side to side of your finger and just wriggle back and forth, finding any pain spots. As in your joints and your fingers, you work from the bottom to the top of your little finger. You can also work front and back, just pressing and massaging as deeply as you can, and also pulling the finger. Does that feel pretty clear, that explanation of how to do it?
I think so.
Good. And then move to your ring finger and do the same thing. You're just pressing in as deeply as you can into the finger, the joint, and working all the way up from bottom to top, pressing into the fingertip itself and pulling and shaking your finger. Little finger to do with the earth chakra, which is about survival. The ring finger is about the water chakra, which is the pelvic chakra, which is about creativity and attracting what you want and being attractive. Now let's move to your middle finger, which is called, is associated with the fire chakra, solar plexus chakra. Massage and press in as deeply as you can. Working especially into the joints, find any pain areas you have. And when you come to the tip, press in there and just pull and shake your finger. And this finger is associated with the fire, which is about confidence, action, going for what you want. Okay, then you come to your air finger, which is the index finger. And again, working from bottom to top, pressing side to side, front to back, pressing in as deeply as you can to find pain spots. Wherever you've got pain, it's telling you that the energy is blocked. And your air finger is to do with your heart, communication, coming from your heart, experiencing love. And then we come to your thumb, and you can pull and press into your thumb. And the thumb is to do with the ether chakra, which is about the magic. That's what we experience in the story with Richard, where he moved into the magical way of being, that calm center where everything becomes possible. And then quickly work on the other hand, the little finger, massage, pull, the ring finger, pulling, water chakra, creativity, attractiveness, the fire. Press in, pull it, shake it, fire chakra, confidence, action, going for what you want no matter how old you are, who cares, just really work into your fire. And then the air finger, the index finger, press, pull, shake it, coming from your heart, coming from love. What we want in this world is love. And when you bring love and expand your heart's magnetic field, you will find exactly what you want in life. And then your ether, thumb, press into that. Good. And then shake out your fingers and hands very vigorously. Just shake them out. Breathe deeply. Great. And close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And come into your stature. This means just straightening your spine. Feel like the crown of your head being stretched up slightly. And breathe and relax. This is the stature of who you are in your strength. Get in touch with what you contribute to life. What do you contribute to life? This is what we call your persona statement. It's the statement of who you are. And when you're applying for jobs, this is what you bring, your stature and what you contribute to life. Who you are is a contribution to this world. And then say thank you to Source within yourself. And then in your mind, say love and let go. And take a deep in your body loving breath. And expand your energy like a rainbow, arcing it out through the room into this world with faith that whatever work you're meant to find is already there for you. It's waiting for you. Be aware there may be certain details you need to take care of. And be aware of right timing. And now come back into your inner center, that center that Richard connected to when he had that amazing Randori experience. Your inner center that is totally filled with light. It is light, the light of love, the great primal vibration. It's your true place of power. Just connect to that place within yourself in everything you do. So it's not just about finding a job. It's how do you wash up the dishes? Do you wash up the dishes from your place of true essence and power? Do you walk to the mailbox from your place of stature and true presence and power? So keep connecting to that inner center so these problems aren't blows for us because we're not there to receive them as a blow. We receive them as a gift that leads to some kind of growth that we need. And the growth that I'm hearing that you need then, Joanne, is about feeling worthy, tuning in, finding your purpose. Good. So we're going to take a little break here, and then we'll come back after the break.
Then why do you think that it's so hard? It's not about getting to one point. It's about your journey long way.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Fiction seeping into reality. Reality transfigured by fiction. A monument of wonders. Conspire with host and creator Roy Dean Doty as he shares readings, commentary, music, and interviews on the multimedia epic that'll change the way you think forever. A monument of wonders, a place where time is a honeycomb, where language spawns the fantastic, where consciousness is exploded, one inspired mind at a time. Escape the stricture of the soundbite film clip world. Enter a monument of wonders. Wonder is miracle. Wonder is life. Wonder is power. Fridays, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time on the 7th Wave. Are you in?
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Thank you. Before Joanne, before we complete your session, I think we've got Anne back on the line, so I'd just like to quickly take her question. Anne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So what's coming up for you today?
Well, I was joining in on that session. My mine is just a tiny bit different, and I'm thinking that it all works the same anyway, because my issue would be confidence in talking to people in groups about certain, you know, how I feel about things and what my take is on certain things. I don't feel the confidence.
Yes.
To ask for what I want and to state who I am and what I
want. That's right. That's right. And the beauty about doing these sessions is that you can substitute your own problem, as when you're hearing somebody else's problem, you can substitute your own, and then you'll go through it in the same way, either being able to proxy in to Joanne's session, where whatever is appropriate from her session for you, that it'll help you shift your resonance, especially as you do the healing modality, or you can actually begin even thinking about your own problem as we go through.
Yeah.
So good. So that it's all applying to you. And let's see now if Joanne's resonance has changed on through, and then see if you notice a difference with your resonance changing and how you feel after Joanne's session that you're proxying into.
Yeah.
And notice if you feel different after the session.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you, Anne.
All right, thank you.
Wonderful. All right, so Joanne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So let's now complete your session and see if your resonance has changed, and all the people who are proxying into your session, Joanne, they may notice some changes for themselves as well. So first of all, say, I'm out of work.
I'm out of work.
I'm afraid I won't find a job.
I'm afraid I won't find a job.
And I'm checking that you do not resonate with that anymore at this point. Say, I'm feeling desperate.
I'm feeling desperate.
And you don't resonate with that. My finger muscle goes absolutely weak. And say, I'm afraid of not finding my purpose.
I'm afraid of not finding my purpose.
And again, you don't resonate with that. Now say, we're checking on if that fear belief is true. My fear that I won't find my purpose.
My fear that I won't find my purpose.
Is just a belief.
Is just a belief.
And I let go of that belief.
And I let go of that belief.
And the finger muscle check is very strong. You now resonate with that. Say the situation with finding a job is hopeless.
The situation with finding a job is hopeless.
There's nothing I can do about it.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Except feel bad about myself.
Except feel bad about myself.
Or complain about it.
Or complain about it.
And you're off for that. Good. Say, I don't feel intelligent enough.
I don't feel intelligent enough.
To get a college degree.
To get a college degree.
And now it feels too late.
And now it feels too late.
And you do not resonate with that anymore. And say, I'm not worthy of finding a good job.
I'm not worthy of finding a good job.
You don't resonate with that. And then your area of stress, say, decision-making issues.
Decision-making issues.
And you don't resonate with that. Looks like there's some decision you need to be making here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now say, yes.
Yes.
I want, choose, and am ready.
I want, choose, and am ready.
For a positive change.
For a positive change.
In relation to finding a job.
In relation to finding a job.
Making decisions.
Making decisions.
and feeling worthy.
And feeling worthy.
And you resonate with that. Good. How do you feel right now, Joanne?
I feel lighter.
Good. That's wonderful. And just close your eyes a moment. And just notice how your body feels when you think of this whole issue of finding a job. Do you notice anything?
It feels joyful.
Good, good. And that tells me that your heart is beginning to open up, because the heart is about joy, the joy of love. Mm. And that's what you need to be bringing to your decisions on what job you want and where you're going to go in your life. Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't. I just want to say thank you very much.
Wonderful. Okay, well, my pleasure.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Great. So do we have anybody else coming online for a question or a session? Okay, no problem. So I think what I'll do is, we've got a few minutes left here, is maybe what I'll do is talk you through a group session that all of you can actually do, so you can see how you can apply this. You can actually download a transcript of this broadcast along with the complete repatterning and with the 10 modalities, all described in detail. And as you download this from resonancerepatterning.net, it will actually help you. I'll give you some ways that you can apply this in your life. But as we've got a few minutes right now, I think I'll talk you through one of the ways that you can apply this in the moment. So right now, think of a problem that you have. And once you've got your problem, and if it is a problem, then you know that you resonate with it, then get in touch with what we call your felt sense. And this is how your body responds when you think about your problem. So see your problem, hear your problem, feel it, and then observe your body. What happens to your breathing when you see and think and feel your problem? What happens to any tension in your body? Do you notice any particular parts of your body becoming tense? How do you feel? So this is your felt sense. Your breathing usually becomes constricted, shallow, held, or collapsed. Tension, people begin to notice tension in their jaw, in their eyes, in their chest, in their belly, in their solar plexus area, or in their neck and spine. So just observe, even the thought about your problem brings up tension for you somewhere in your body. And these are the tensions that can actually, in the end, become quite chronic and can create real physical symptoms for you. Now, tune into the negative feeling associated with your problem. There's always a negative feeling. Whenever we have a problem, there's going to be a felt sense, a body sensation, and there's going to be a negative feeling. What is that negative feeling? Good. So you've got your problem, you've got your body response, and you've got a negative feeling. So it's very quick. You can do this in the car, you can do this when you're waiting to go into a board meeting, you can do this at work when you have a problem. And then the final step is to do a modality. So I'm going to check from our list of 10 to see which modality we need as a group now to change this resonance on through. So we need a pause for centering. Yes, we do. So the pause for centering is a wonderful, it's a kind of reorienting you to your inner center. So close your eyes and start breathing slowly and deeply. And expand your ribs as you breathe in. And relax your ribs as you breathe out. Pulling your belly, excuse me, got a little bit of allergies going on here. Pulling your belly in and up as you breathe out. Breathing in, breathing out, and pulling your belly in and up as you exhale. And just keep that slow, deep breathing going. And now feel your whole body relaxing. Your eyes, your face, your neck, throat. Feel this flow of relaxation flowing down your shoulders and arms to your hands, all the way down through your body. Right the way down to your feet. Now tune into your felt sense and notice if something has changed in terms of your problem. Notice if you feel more relaxed, your breathing is more relaxed. Tune into the feeling that you had and notice if that's changed for you. So start using what we've done today in every part of your life whenever a problem comes up for you. Thank you. So for those of you who want to study resonance repatterning or have a session, go to our website or if you want to sign up for a newsletter. And thank you for being here. And I hope you have a wonderful week living in tune with your vision and right action for transcending any problem you may have and returning to the timeless center of your own essence. And next week's theme and resonance repatterning session will help us resonate with the power of our problems, what they hold for us, and how we can rewire the neuronal network of our brain and body for new possibilities, finding the opportunity in every problem, what it offers us, and the five underlying needs waiting for us to resonate with them once more so we can change our problems into joy. Thank you and have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll see the moon in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried.